There's genuinely exciting news coming out of the UK. Hargreaves Lansdown is now offering crypto exchange-traded notes to retail investors.
It's a big step, and it follows the Financial Conduct Authority's October move to lift the retail ban on certain crypto exchange-traded products.
What I love about this is how much it changes the feeling for everyday investors. Hargreaves Lansdown has gone from being cautious to actually giving people a direct route in.
That's an important shift. Previously, the firm highlighted the risks and didn't make it easy for customers to access crypto within its mainstream platform.
Now, people can add crypto-linked exposure through ETNs in the same familiar brokerage account where they already hold shares, funds, and other traditional investments.
That lowers practical barriers in a meaningful way.
Exactly. Instead of opening a dedicated crypto exchange account, managing wallets, holding private keys, or worrying about self-custody, investors can buy and sell these products in a much simpler environment.
For many UK retail investors, that makes crypto exposure easier to integrate, easier to manage, and less separate from their wider portfolio.
But we do need to be clear about what these products actually are. A crypto ETN is not the same thing as owning the cryptocurrency directly.
Right. These are financial products that track the performance of a reference asset, an index, or a basket of digital assets.
So the investor isn't holding the underlying coins. They're holding a note issued by a financial institution.
And that distinction matters because it changes the risk profile.
Yes. While ETNs can give market exposure, they also bring in issuer risk, product structure risk, liquidity considerations, and pricing mechanics that don't exist in quite the same way when you hold crypto directly.
The FCA's regulatory change was central to all of this.
Before the retail ban was lifted, many UK firms were restricted from offering certain crypto-linked products to ordinary investors.
The regulator had been focused on investor protection, product complexity, and the risk that people might not fully understand what they were buying.
Lifting the ban didn't erase those concerns. It created a more structured route for access, while still expecting products to meet standards of clarity, oversight, and suitability.
That's why Hargreaves Lansdown's move is significant for two reasons.
First, it shows that demand for crypto exposure among UK retail investors is real.
Second, it shows that major platforms are now willing to participate through regulated products rather than leaving the space entirely to specialist exchanges.
It feels like a broader normalization of digital assets within UK investing.
But the main takeaway for investors should be this: easier access does not mean lower risk.
Crypto markets remain highly volatile, and crypto ETNs do not smooth that volatility away.
They simply make it easier to trade.
Investors still need to understand what the product tracks, how closely it follows the reference asset, what fees apply, and how it may behave during sharp market moves.
Before buying a crypto ETN, there are several factors to consider.
The first is volatility. Crypto-linked products can move sharply in both directions.
Convenience of access doesn't reduce market risk.
The second is product structure. Investors should know whether the ETN tracks a single cryptocurrency, a basket of assets, or a broader index, and how closely it is expected to track that reference.
The third is issuer risk. An ETN is a claim on an issuer, not direct ownership of a digital asset.
The strength, terms, and obligations of the issuer really matter.
The fourth is fees and costs. Trading costs, product charges, spreads, and ongoing fees can affect returns over time, especially in fast-moving markets.
The fifth is liquidity and trading hours. Crypto markets trade globally, but ETNs may have their own trading windows, pricing mechanisms, and settlement rules.
And the sixth is tax treatment. Crypto ETNs may have different tax implications from directly held crypto assets, so investors should not assume the two are treated the same way.
The bigger picture is that this reflects the gradual convergence of traditional investing platforms and crypto markets.
For years, digital assets were often treated as a separate, speculative corner of finance, accessed mainly through dedicated exchanges and specialist communities.
That is changing. As major brokers begin offering crypto-linked products, crypto is becoming more integrated into the mainstream investment landscape.
That could lead to greater product choice, more innovation, and a more unified way for UK investors to allocate across traditional and digital assets.
It also suggests that asset managers, brokers, and exchanges are increasingly competing for the same pool of everyday investors.
However, the market still needs to earn investor trust.
Access alone is not enough.
Clear communication, responsible product design, strong investor protection, and appropriate regulatory oversight will all be essential.
The FCA's role is not just to open the market, but to ensure that products reaching retail investors are understandable, properly supervised, and suitable for the intended audience.
In short, Hargreaves Lansdown's crypto ETN offering is a meaningful milestone for UK retail investing.
It shows that crypto is becoming more accessible within mainstream platforms, but it also highlights the need for greater investor discipline.
As crypto products become easier to buy, success will depend less on chasing headlines and more on understanding product structure, risk, cost, and long-term suitability.
The move signals that UK crypto markets are maturing, but it also reminds investors that convenience should not replace careful analysis.